We are heading back to the basics in today's health segment. We're talking gym etiquette, basic fitness code of conduct. The rules of the gym are basically the general rules of life. Health contributor, personal trainer, business owner Jerry Blaze is here to help us navigate the chaos of the gym. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Okay, so the first time I stepped foot into a weight room many, many years ago, it was pretty terrifying. To me, the number one gym etiquette rule is something we all pretty much learn at a young age, and that is put things back.
Yes, that, well, look, I can admit, and I'll be honest, I'm guilty of that sometimes. Because, you know, the way I train people, it's like a nonstop thing, and I don't have time to put things back. But after we're done, we put them back. That's basic etiquette. You're right. That's the number one rule. You should put things back, because not only is that disrespectful, but that can be hazardous as well. People can trip on weights and hurt themselves, and we don't want that happening.
Okay, so when gyms are crowded, equipment is like gold. And I see people, and it drives me crazy, taking selfies all the time or just chatting with their friends. To me, if you're going to grab a piece of equipment, use it. Do you see that?
The gym is not a nightclub. The gym is not a photo shoot. They should honestly make it illegal to bring your cell phone into the gym.
I would agree with that one.
There's nothing more annoying than seeing people in the mirror flexing, taking pictures. First of all, they have no muscles to begin with, you know, as it is. And it's very annoying, and it just is distracting.
It's very distracting.
You're going to the gym for results, not good pictures on your Instagram.
Now, one listener asked us, you know, how long is too long to stay on a machine? And is it okay to go from one thing to another, from one piece of equipment to the next? Is that wrong?
It's not really wrong. It depends. You have no right to claim the machine as yours, right? So, I mean, other people are working out too, but if you're on a machine doing an exercise, if it takes you a period of time to finish that set, that's fine. But we gotta share things. You have to. We all need to get along in the gym, and we have to respectfully ask people, you know, can I work in? Would it be okay if I go after you, and so on?
Now, if I came up to you and said, "Are you done?" Is that wrong? Can people say that to somebody, you know, if you're in a rush or you're ready to continue on with your workout and you say, "Hey, Jerry, are you all set with this piece of equipment?" Is that improper etiquette?
It's not necessarily wrong. You just need to word it differently. Like, excuse me, how long will you be on there or so on? They're going to say they're not done. They're going to say, "No, I have 5 more sets." You know, that's not fair to everyone else.
You just kind of have to smile and just deal. Okay, so another thing that...
put on a happy face.
Yes, exactly. So another thing I tend to see quite a bit is basic upon basic is wipe things down when you're done with them. Now, that's kind of been around for years. I mean, this is nothing new, but we kind of see that all the time, especially with COVID. You know, and people touching things and germs and flus and sickness and kids.
Yeah.
That's important, isn't it?
It's extremely important, especially nowadays. But that's common sense. You know, again, when I work out, I don't stop. I'm nonstop, right? So I'll go back after I'm done, or if I'm done with a client, and I'll go back and we'll wipe everything down that we physically touched. But it's common sense. Nowadays, with everything going on, just in general, you should be wiping your machines down.
Now, it can be, like, pretty uncomfortable if people are just too close. They're just, like, on top of you. You know, nobody wants a dumbbell to land on their feet. If you want, can you claim your own space and just say, "Hey, can you back off a little bit?"
That's a tough one. In some gyms, the machines are very close, and depending upon what time of day and how busy it is, you know, you may be working out directly right next to someone. You can't really tell someone to get away from you. You just, again, it's all in the delivery of how you talk to that person. I mean, it's again, that's a hard one. I mean, you don't want to certainly be next to someone practically training with them.
Yeah.
But that's a tough one, yeah.
You know, and another thing I have to ask you is, you know, how important is it for people to respect other people's time? Like, it's okay to, you know, come in and see your friends and say, hey, how are you? But people go to the gym or should be going to the gym just to get in, get their workout, and get out. If somebody's talking too much, is it okay to just kind of say, hey, you know, I got to go. I got to get back to my workout. You know, nice to talk to you. I mean, is that okay to do? Is that proper etiquette?
It's, you know, there's nothing more aggravating like than being interrupted during your workout. And some people, honestly, they have things going on in their lives. They need to go work out to release their anxiety. You know, they don't quite, you know, I don't go to the gym to talk to people. I'm in there to get things done, to get results, and to get out of there. But, you know, a lot of these younger kids now, that it's like playroom time. They're down there jumping around, acting silly, taking selfies. And, you know, people are on a mission. A lot of people are on a mission to get things done. And if someone keeps bothering you while you're working out, you just have to say, excuse me, you know.
I think that's what Jack does when he goes to the gym. He just kind of sits there and talks to everybody.
No, I wanted to ask you, Corey, when you were on with Jerry a minute ago, what happens, Jerry, if someone's talking to you too much or interrupting your workout? I wanted to know if you were asking that about yourself, Corey, or...
that's what I heard you did at the gym, Jack.
Or how many times, Jerry, how many times has you had to reprimand Corey for her behavior in the gym?
I just give Corey that look across the room, But years ago, I actually used to do this because people would see me with my headphones on, and they still try to talk to you, and they would start engaging in conversation. I'd pull out a note out of my pocket and hand it to them, and it would say, I'm not here to talk. And I would walk away.
Jerry, thank you so much for joining us today. Have yourself a great day.
Thanks, Jerry.
You too. Have a great one. Bye-bye.